Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to thank God on tonight for allowing us to even come in His sanctuary, even have a mind to want to come in His sanctuary on tonight. I just want to thank God on tonight for simply being who He is in my life. I just want to thank God. I thank God. I thank God. So, the Lord was dealing with me concerning His people on tonight. On my way driving here. On my way driving here, I want you guys to get yellow sheets of paper. And I want you to get red pens. I want you guys to write down tonight any and everything that you want God to do for you. Any and everything that you want God to do for you. See, the Lord gave me two words on tonight. On my way here, and He started ministering to me about us. So as y'all writing these things down, I even want you to write down those things that the Lord told you He was gonna do, and you're still waiting on Him to do it. I want you guys to write that down tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, we come to you on tonight and we just want to thank you, Lord. We want to thank you for any and everything that you are doing in our lives, God. We want to thank you for giving us a heart, a mind, and even our body to be in help that we may be able to enter into your sanctuary on tonight, God. I'm asking you to cover us in your blood and hide us behind your cross on tonight, God. Let your will be done within this place on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and open up the hearts and the minds of your people, God, that they may be able to understand what the Spirit is saying to the church. Oh God, I'm asking you right now to anoint us with your oil on tonight, God. And keep your angels in here, east, west, north, and south, from the roof to the very foundation. Around the entire perimeter, Father God, let no hurt, harm, and danger come before us, around us, or even near us, or even cross the threshold of this place. Lord, I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would give us your peace, your love, your hope, and even your direction on tonight, God. I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would allow me to decrease, that you may increase, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because it is your glory, and I dare not try to take any of it, God. It's all about you, and simply not about me. Oh, God, I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would allow your peace to rest, rule, and abide within this place, God. And that your will be done in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. I want y'all to start writing down this stuff. Start writing down all this stuff. Because there's some things that we have even went to God for and we prayed about. And we still haven't seen it yet. We still haven't seen it yet. And so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of trying to put our hands in it and try to make it happen or try to make it hurry up or we get weary and we faint and we don't want to keep on waiting and we don't want to have to endure this thing or it's taking too long or Lord, what's next? We get so impatient. We get so impatient. This song right here. Jesus.
Jesus. Have you been praying?
Thank you, Jesus.
And you still have no answer.
Sometimes when we go to God and we get to asking Him for stuff or asking Him to change some things or move some things or asking Him to take care of our enemies or move them out the way or shut their mouths. He had me praying on a prayer line for the last week. That silver tongue. You know, a silver tongue is when a person always talking about somebody else behind their back and then they try to act like they ain't saying nothing. A silver tongue is a person that's lying or exaggerating a conversation to make it seem this way or make it seem that way. A silver tongue is something that God do not desire us to have. Even having me pray about that thing. and some things that we've been expecting God to do inside of our lives, and yet he have not did it yet. And then we get so tired of waiting, or either we trying to endure. Lord, I want you to change me. Lord, I want you to fix this. Lord, I want you to move that. Lord, I want you to settle that. Lord, I want you to sign this. Lord, I want you to shuffle these things up. And we still get into that place of impatience. Not knowing and not understanding that the Lord is, he got some of us, we need our heart to be prepared in order for us to get this stuff. Some of us, we need to even have our minds in the right place before we can get these things. See, when the Lord delays some things, he do not deny it. It's just being delayed. And why is it being delayed? In the midst of that delay, we have a tendency of being impatient. In the midst of that delay, we have a tendency of getting weary or don't want to endure or don't want to go through some things. See, because even in the waiting, God want to teach us some stuff. Even in the waiting, God want to break some things off of us. Even in the waiting, he trying to get us positioned. I gotta say that again. Even in the waiting, he trying to get us positioned. See, we got to be in the right position in order for to get some stuff. Because if we're not in the right position, then it could go past us, or it could go around us, or we may not be able to see it because we trying to do this our way, or we trying to do that our way, or we trying to be in our self-will. Then that thing, it'll go right on over us. Or now, mind you, it ain't nothing that he said that he could lie about, because God is not a liar. But because he have not did it yet, and we've been waiting and been waiting and been waiting, I'm talking about not just weeks, months, I'm talking about years, decades. Come on now. I'm talking about we have been waiting. And so in the midst of us waiting, we get weary and we try to put out, or either in our weariness, we just stop all together. Now, mind you, it's already been delayed because he's trying to teach you something. But when we get to that place, to that point where we just simply stop and we start doing our own will, then guess where we at now? We in two places, denial or forfeit. He already delayed it. But then when we get to a place or to a point and stop, and we want to do what we want to do, how we want to do it, or we don't want to do this, or we don't want to do that, or we just doing whatever, thinking however, we ain't trying to do or get, we ain't doing nothing that God say do. We're in two territories. We pass the delay. We either in the denial or the forfeit. The two words that God gave me on tonight. Impatient. Are you impatient or in anticipation? Now those are two different words. They mean two different things. Impatient is when you're restless or short of temper, especially under irritation, delay, or opposition. See, we get impatient when people come up against us, or things are saying against us, or people are lying, or that silver tongue, or people are against us, or trying to recruit for. We get impatient. We get impatient, and our temper causes us to go into a place of irritation. And we go to God and we ask God to do this, or ask God to do that, but then he don't do anything. He don't even answer, because while we going to him, we got hidden motives and hidden intentions. So not only is he going to delay his action and being your avenger, not only is he going to delay his action and giving you your reward, not only is he going to delay his action and simply bringing you to that place of rest, he is simply not going to even answer you. Why? Because of the hidden motive and the hidden intention. Sometimes we just want to see God's hand move. Sometimes I got to play this other song. Sometimes we just don't want to wait. Are you impatient? Impatience is eagerly desirous or anxious. What the Bible say? Be anxious for nothing. Impatience is showing urgent desire or interest. It's unable or unwilling to endure. I just explained all that. We are unwilling to do things in order to get some stuff when we don't even know that we delaying our own selves from accomplishing, from receiving, or from entering into whatever it is that God desires for us. Whatever it is that He's desiring for us. Impatience. Anticipation. The act of looking forward. It's a visualization of a future event or state. It's the act or state of looking forward to some pleasurable occurrence. So, the Lord can tell us something, show us something, and even send somebody to confirm some things to us. It's either one of the two things we're going to do. We either going to be in anticipation, which is in expectation, or we're going to get impatient in the waiting. One of the two. Now, when that word first comes to us, we get all excited. We get to crying and hollering and peeing all over ourselves. We get to shouting and dancing and running. And we go all out. And then a month went by, and is you still screaming and hollering and dancing and crying in anticipation for it? Are you still in expectation for it? Oh no, we get weary. We get weary. Because, Lord, I've been waiting for a whole 30 days and you ain't did absolutely nothing. You ain't stopped that person from talking. You ain't allowed that thing to come to fruition that you said was going to come to fruition. You have not allowed me to go through that door you said you opened. You ain't, baby, we get to saying all kind of stuff. Not even out loud in our hearts, but what He searched? The hearts. He searched the hearts. So then in the midst of us questioning Him, we get to falling off. What you mean by falling off? We stop believing. We stop anticipating. We stop expecting. We stop encouraging even our own self. Oh, it ain't gonna change. Oh, they ain't gonna change. Oh, it ain't gonna stop. Oh, what's next? And it, we get to speak in negative when He done said all kind of positive stuff over our lives. Then we get to talking about, oh, I don't think I can do it. But He said you could. Oh, I don't think they're gonna leave me alone. But He said they will. He didn't tell you when, but He just said they will. How you know He ain't preparing you to have endurance for the people and the fiery darts that come to try you? How you know He ain't trying? Well, they keep on saying this thing to me, and it just gets under my skin, and it sends me into a... How you know He ain't trying to teach you self-control and how to keep your mouth shut? But Lord, you told me that it was going to get better and I get it by and by. Well, I ain't got it yet. I feel like I'm still in the same place. How about you ain't learned what He's trying to teach you in submitting? So you can't go to the next phase. You can't go up the ladder. You can't go to the next step or make the next step. Why? Because we've been in that place for so long until we get discouraged. Why do we get discouraged? Because we stop believing. Why we stop believing? Because ain't nothing happy yet. And why ain't nothing happy yet? Think about that. Now that's the question we need to ask ourselves. Why haven't it happened yet? But instead of us answering the question, on a spiritual aspect. We get to answer it on a natural aspect. And looking at that thing carnally, oh baby, don't you know you fit to err against God, yourself, your thought, it's just fit to get all discombobulated. It's fit to get discombobulated. Let's go to the book, Psalms 27. I don't know why he had me say these things on tonight. But whatever the reason is, I had to say it. I desired to say it. Because it ain't just for you, it's for me, him, her, they, we, all of us. Because the waiting, baby, is the hard part. The endurance, baby, is the reality of the struggle. The in expectation for it, where we was in anticipation for it, it gets real bleak and real dark when we ain't done seen it yet. I guess I'm just the only one, I guess. I don't know. Psalm 27. We're going to start at verse 7. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. How many times? Lord, I'm Lord, I need to hear you. Now, you talking about this, but you ain't talking about the thing I went and asked you about. Now, you doing all this talking, but you just ignoring what I done came to you about. You ain't said absolutely nothing. Now, you said in your word that thing that concerns me, that you was going to perfect that thing. But you ain't saying nothing about it. He said, because I'm perfecting it.
Right.
That's why I ain't saying nothing. Because I'm perfecting it. You know. See, you. See, I don't know why. You supposed to be in anticipation, but you impatient. You impatient for me to answer. So I'm going to start from the top. Verse 7, hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou said, seek ye my face. My heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Now you told me to come to you. Now I done came to you. I done made my petition known and you ain't answering me. Now you told me to seek your face. I'm seeking your face. Hello? Where you at? What? I can't hear you. I can't see you. You ain't even gave me no sign. I can't. What? Lord, I know you're invisible, but God, dog. What the world? What? I mean, that's just real talk. That's just real talk. Hear my voice on tonight, Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face. My heart saying unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I see. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away with your anger. Why did he say that? Because I already know I ain't got no business coming to you like that, but I got to keep it real. So don't get mad at me because I'm keep on asking you to come on now. Thou hast been my help. I acknowledge that. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. Now listen to this. When we looking at this as if somebody just picking on you. Again, we always looking at stuff naturally. Lord, deliver me not over to my enemies. How about the voices that we hear? That's telling you the opposite of what God done already told you. That's the enemies. Those are those enemies. Let me read that scripture again. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. What that scripture say? Write the vision and make it plain. See, Lord, I need you to lead me down that right road, that plain road. Because right now, It's too much noise going on up in here. It's too much going on up in here. Why? Because I ain't done seen nothing. I done asked you for you. You told me to seek your face. I ain't done heard your voice. And you ain't even done sent nobody to me to tell me nothing. Come on now. Wait. So do not allow me to be forsaken by the enemies. By the enemies. Listen to me. Deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies. Because let me sit up here and tell you something, baby. The enemy, he just like God. He's invisible. And you cannot see him, but you can hear him. And you can feel him. How could you feel him? Because the feeling is different from when you feel God. When you feel God, there's joy, there's peace, there's love, there's happiness. When you feel the enemy, there's darkness, there's depression, there's shame, there's sadness. And so, come on now. I'm trying to make it plain. I'm trying to lead us down the plain path tonight. That we may be able to recognize the enemies. What did he say? The Bible says that the sons of God came up to God for to make a report. And then the devil came too. The Bible said the devil came too. And the Lord recognized him. He said, "What you want, Satan? What you doing?" "Oh, I'm just walking about to and fro up and down, just trying to see who I can get today. I'm trying to see who I can deceive right now. I'm trying to see who I can whisper to right now. I'm trying." See, the enemy. Listen. And this is what the Lord showed me tonight. He said the enemy knows our weaknesses. How? Because when we get to a place of hurt, we express ourselves what? Openly and outwardly. It could be sadness. It could be anger. It could be pain. It could be. We release these things out into the atmosphere. Now, in releasing these things out into the atmosphere, as the Lord tells us to, the enemy will grab it and say, "Yeah, they free now. But let me give them a week or two. I'm going to throw it back at them. I'm going to." You see, I want y'all to understand how the enemy tries to attack us. We'll be fine, hunky-dory, and dandy for a whole year. What that song say, "Cycles"? I thought I overcame that last year. Why in the world is it right back here at my door? I'm not inviting it in, but it sure is not. It's trying to kick my door in. I'm just telling y'all what he done gave me now. I'm telling you, teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in the plain path because of my enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of my enemy. See, the will of the devil, he wants you to get to that place of weariness. He wants you to get to that place of saying, "I'm tired of waiting," or "I'm such, such, such," so that you can turn from God. The enemy wants you to stop praying. He wants you to stop fasting. He wants you to stop confessing. He wants you to stop coming to church. He wants you to do this. He wants you to do any and everything that's opposite to what God say do. He wants you not to be obedient to the Lord, because he gonna look at, "I told you I was gonna get him, didn't I? I told you." What the prime example is when he said, "Have you considered my servant Job?" Somebody who's upright and devout. Have you considered? Let me explain something to you. I gotta say this. Impatient or in anticipation. So God done already done told you and already done showed you, and he done sent people to even confirm that thing. So the enemy is going to come and try to deceive you into what you see and what you hear, that you will believe that it ain't going to happen or it cannot happen. He wants you to get into that place of doubt so that it can be delayed or even forfeited. Why? Because the more I try, it seems like it's the worse I get, or I can never do this good, or I never get it right. And the Lord done already said in his Bible, we can never get it right. He the only one that can impute righteousness. So while the enemy is trying to deceive you with these words that he's putting inside of your mouth, you got to use the word to knock him back down. Because he went to Jesus with what? The word. Yes, and she's supposed to be who you say you is. The Bible says that if you fall, he'll let his angels take charge over you. Jump off this mountain. He gonna take charge of it. What Jesus said, the Bible said, don't tempt the Lord my God. He is so deceiving until he told Jesus, he said, oh, you're supposed to be hungry. Well, tell these rocks to turn into bread. He said, come on now. The Bible says I can't live by bread alone. So why he give, the enemy will twist the words up in your mind to make you think contrary, or think the word of God is contrary to what he say, to deceive you to forfeit what God has already designed for you. Because if Jesus had did anything and fell victim to what the devil was saying, we wouldn't be here today, y'all. We wouldn't be here today. He said, okay. Now the Bible done said that the devil was a prince of the air, right? He said, come here, let me show you something. Let me show you, because I got power just like you. I'm somebody. All this, I'm going to give it to you. Just fall down and worship me. Jesus said, you got to be kidding me. The Bible says worship no other God but the Father. See, we do all the opposite of what we got the audacity to get impatient because God is doing what he doing. Why? Because it's all about being tried and true, baby. Who you gonna be true to? You gonna be true to yourself, which is what? The enemy. Don't y'all know we enemies to ourselves? For the Bible says there's no good thing to dwell in your flesh. We enemies to our own selves. This is why he said, I got to give you something that's going to help you not to kill you. I got to make sure my spirit in you. I got to give you a confidence. I got to give you my spirit, because if I don't, you're going to kill you. Yeah. That's for sure, for certain. You're going to kill you if I don't give you something that's going to help you keep you out of trouble. But what do? We allow our own selves to get our own selves in trouble by what? Self-will, disobedience, rebellion, not following instructions, pointing a finger, wagging the head, lying, cheating, stealing, greed, manipulation. And guess what? Guess what? We got all the help we need in doing that. Who? The devil. The devil is going to help us kill us. I hope I'm saying something tonight. Deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies. What is that? The devil. We self-will. We are our own enemy. For false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. How many times we degrade our own selves? We don't need nobody else to pull us down. We pull our own selves down. We do. Oh, I ain't pretty. Oh, I ain't good enough. This causes us to compete with one another, not like one another, be jealous of that. And that's what the enemy wants us to do. So he gonna be telling you in your ear, look at them. They always cute. They always in the, but they looking down. That's a lie. That the enemy. I'm finna keep reading. Listen. Verse 13. I have fainted unless I have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Why y'all think I keep on saying not natural but spiritual, but the natural being will cause us to deny or forfeit everything that God says we are. What do you mean by that? The Bible says that we are beautifully and wonderfully made, but we stand in the mirror and we talk about our own selves to ourselves. The Bible says that He chose each and every last one of us for a purpose. And that He gave all of us gifts and talents. So we deceive our own selves and tell ourselves, I'll never be gooder than them. I'll never be better than them. The Bible says that, when we get in trouble and we think that because we've been in this same situation for so long, the same situation, the Bible says that it's all going to work out for you. You just got to hold on a minute. You know, we go to God and we start praying, and then he answered that prayer. He said that, and I said that from the beginning. And so we get all weary and waiting up. Well, Lord, you ain't hearing me. You told me to seek your face. You told me to pray. I'm doing all these things, but I'm not seeing no results. And this is what the Bible says right here. I had fainted. In other words, if it was not for me believing of the goodness of God, I would have fainted. I wouldn't have been able to endure. But because I doubt and because I have lack of faith and it's hard for me to believe, that's why you faint. That's why you fall. That's why you stop. That's why you get stuck. That's why you can't endure. That's why you be tossed to and fro with every wind and doctrine. What do you mean by that? You know, some people come and talk about spirit. Let's talk about natural. The Bible says that we be tossed to and fro with every wind and doctrine. What are you talking about? Say conversations. Conversations is a doctrine. Whether it's good or bad, whether it's learned or unlearned, whether it's history, philosophy, whatever, it's all doctrine. Doctrine is words. He had me to preach about words, y'all. I'm just trying to say, I'm just trying to get us to see and get us to understand. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I ain't got to wait until I die to see His goodness. Yes, He said, I'll go away and prepare a place for you, and I'm going to give you many mansions. You got all this stuff coming. But the Bible says that we can have all these things right here in the land of the living, in this life. In this life. But how can we obtain it? I done gave y'all these nuggets for years. How to obtain. You can get any and everything you want from God. I'm a witness. Wait. That's how I get everything I want. Wait. On the Lord. I don't care what you got to go through. What you're going through is for your own good. He got to be able to trust you with the little before He can give you the much. The Bible teaches us how God allows us. He shows us we want this and we want that, but we can't even handle what the talents. He gave 1-1, 1-3, 1-5, and then the one that had the 5 went and gained some more. The one that had 3 went and gained some more. But the one that had the one, fear. Fear stopped him from accomplishing anything. And the Lord said, you know what? Don't. I ain't even going to let them have the one. Give it here. Give it to them. We are our own enemy. Are y'all following me tonight? I'm trying to give y'all something that will help us all to understand. We gotta understand these things. Wait on the Lord. Be of a good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Don't you know your strength come from the Lord? How do my strength come from the Lord? The Bible says that the joy of the Lord is your strength. He said you'll mount up as wings as eagles. You shall run and not get weary. You shall walk and not faint. It's a waiting game, y'all. The Bible declares that there's a time and a season for any and everything under the sun. And it's a purpose. It's a purpose why he got you waiting. It's a purpose why he got us going through. It's a purpose why we had to experience that hurt or that pain or that person using us or that person. It is a purpose why. It was intentionally purposed for his purpose through us purposing his purpose. That we may be able to receive every blessing. That song go good with that. Lord, teach me how to receive every blessing. We go to him and we pray for it. He said, okay, they praying for this and they praying for that. It's according to my will. I'm going to make sure they get that. But I got to teach them how to receive it because they have not even they have not even accepted what I'm telling them to do. We got to accept what he tells us to do, how to do it, when to do it. I don't care how often it, I don't care how far-fetched it sounds, I don't care how stupid it looks, I don't care, just do it. Because if you accept his will, you can receive his blessing. Now, how about that? If we accept his will, we can receive the blessing. But if we don't accept his will, then how is we going to receive the blessing? We ain't got no right, no authority, and not even an inkling to get jealous at nobody else because they receiving blessings. And yet, I accept your will, Lord. So if I accept your will, I'm in anticipation. I'm shouting at you. I don't care how long it take, I'm anticipating. The Lord said, y'all don't even know I'm excited. I'm not just excited because he manifested everything in my life that he said he was going to do. The thing is, it's like it's being given to you. What did he say? The wealth of the just is being stored up from the sinners. He said that he is going to release these things unto his faithful servants this year. And so he told me that, and I shared that with y'all. Why the prophet called me, and I ain't talked to her in a couple years, and told me that the other day. She said, prophet, I don't know what's going on in your life. She said, but God said, get ready, because he fit to pour it out. God just started crying on the phone. I said, baby, he been pouring out. She said, yeah, you always in an abundance. Because I accept the will of the Lord. Listen to me. It don't feel good on. It gets uncomfortable. I cry. I get mad. But in the midst of it, I'm like, oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. Whatever it is that you're trying to teach me and perfect inside of me, do it, because I ain't trying to delay none, because, Lord, I've already been waiting long enough. Y'all ain't getting it. And see, people, they get impatient because they see what other people, but you don't know what I had to go through. You don't know how long I went through it. You don't know what I had to endure naturally, emotionally, and physically in my body. You don't know how I had to labor, fast, pray, turn the other cheek, hit you, want that, take it all in. You don't know. The sacrifices. Baby, don't nobody know. And so, because so many of us want it microwavable and right quick, we don't want to go through nothing, we don't want to endure nothing, so we just stop. Or we just do it when we want to. I have to do it. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't, sometimes we will, sometimes. Well, guess what? You're delaying your own stuff, and if you keep on, you're going to deny it and forfeit it, because he's going to turn you over right back. You keep on doing what you want to do. Keep on acting the way you want to act. I say, get up and do this, do it. I say, hop on one leg, and it's okay, Lord, it's hard for me to do it because I'm a big girl, but I'm a hop as much as I can. Yeah, and so in the midst of you doing the best that you can, he going to teach you how to hop for real, and your feet ain't going to touch that ground. Because that thing that's concerning you, Lord, I'm trying, and I can't do it like you. Lord, I'm trying to, you know what, let me perfect that thing in her, and then I'll be able to hop, and I ain't got to worry about that feet touching the ground. Because he said, lean on me. Cast a care on me. He said, he didn't create us to worry or to be afraid. But it's us that is our own enemies. Ladies, I had to give y'all what he gave me so that we may be able to understand. Keep pressing. Keep waiting. Don't stop. Be obedient. I don't care what he tell you to do. Do it. Do extra. Shoot. That spirit of prayer come over you. I don't give a rest of where you at, what you doing. Stop. Go pray. I don't care where you at, what you doing. I do it all the time. Faithful unto God. The Bible says that if you endure and be faithful unto what death. Oh, baby, you got a home on high. I want a home on high. Because I know I can't take none of this stuff with me. The stuff that we want and we cherish and desire so much, don't y'all know it's better stuff in heaven? The Bible says that the ground is made of gold. The gates are pearls. We don't need no sun because his glory gonna brighten up it. We act like we so modest and too cute to worry about what somebody else say. Or I ain't doing it the right way. Ain't doing it the way they think I should do it. Ain't set it up. We don't want to pray. We don't want to praise and worship God. Guess what? That's what we gonna be doing all day long. And when we get to heaven, all day we not going to sleep anymore, you guys. We just gonna be praising and worshiping God all day. This is just our practice grounds here. If you can't do it here, guess what? I know you ain't going to heaven because that's what we gonna be doing all day. That's what we gonna be doing all day. They do it now. The Bible says the 24 elders sit before God all day, and the only thing that they cry out is holy, holy, holy. What the world? They doing it now. So when all of us get up there, it's going to be like a grand stand just for him. So y'all better get in practice. Because I love to do it.
I love to do it.
Write down all these things, please. It's praying time. I want y'all to bring these things to the altar. Put these things on the altar. It's victory in our lives. I'm in anticipation for the victory. I believe it. I just read it. I just read it. I'm going to read that scripture one more time. I had fainted. In other words, I would have fainted. I would have stopped. I would have just did nothing else unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. God is good. God is great. If you know, people be like, oh, that sounds too good to be true. God is good and everything he says is true. So, just believe. Just believe. And victory shall surely, surely knock on our doors. Oh God, as we write these things down and give them to you on today, Father God, and we're casting all these worries, these concerns, and these troubles at your feet, God. I'm asking you to touch each and every last one of us individually. You know us name by name. You number the very hairs on our heads. You know what we need and even what we don't need, God. I'm asking you right now, Father God, to even remove any hidden motives, God. Remove any hidden intentions, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to receive exactly what you have designed for us, God. And not in expectation, Father God, for the more, God, but we're in expectation for just simply what you have for us individually, Father God. Because you said, God, that if we do certain other things and we perform certain other acts concerning you, Father God. The eyes have not seen, the ears have not heard what you got prepared for us that love you, Lord. And we love you on today, God. And if by chance, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we have not loved you as we should, Lord, we're asking you to forgive us. And we're going to seek your face just a little bit more. We're going to be obedient, Father God. We're going to start anew and afresh right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we're going to do just what you desire for us to do, Father God. And that's worship you with the fruit of our lips. That's seeking your face. That's bowing down to you. That's loving one another. That's forgiving one another. Oh God, we're going to pray. We're going to fast. And we're going to wait, God, in anticipation, Father God. And not in impatience. Not in anxiety, Father God. And not in lost hope. Lord, I'm asking you to open up our hearts and our minds that we may be able to accept these things, God. And turn out any and everything out of our thoughts, God, that causes us to be jealous, envious, backbiting, tear-bearing, covetous, lavishness, maliciousness, debate, hate, any bitterness, fornication, masturbation, any vain thinking, foul thinking, perverted thinking, any hateful thinking, pointing our finger, wagging our head. Some of that spirit of pride and haughtiness on today. Give us a spirit of loneliness and meekness, Father God, that even as you bless us, Lord, that we would simply desire to bless somebody else. Lord, take away that spirit of greed and selfishness on today, God, and let us love one another and be more concerned about others, Father God, more than we are about ourselves. Give us your peace, give us your hope, and even give us your direction, Lord, that your will be done within our lives, God. I'm asking you to give us your clarity on today that we may be able to understand some things, God, that seems as if, Father God, we are confused about, because we know that you are not a God of confusion. Lord, I'm asking you to give us a wisdom on how to approach it, God, in the name of Jesus, because you say you give man wisdom and get wealth. Lord, I'm asking you to give us the knowledge, Father God, on how to do the right plain path, God, that you have already designed for us, God. And I'm asking you to give us an understanding that we will not lean to our own understanding and thinking and believing that it cannot happen, because all things are possible with you, Father God. I'm asking you to touch each and every last one of us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because of the gifts and talents that you give us individually, Lord. We do not know how to work them and perform them the way that you designed us to, but we're asking you to help us, God. We're asking you to help us, Father God, in this journey, God, for the purpose that you have already predestined for us, Lord. We're asking you to do it on today, Father God. Even help us in our unbelief, Lord, that we will not get to a place, Father God, of forfeiting, Lord. We will not get to a place, Father God, of even denying what you have already designed for us, Lord. Give us a heart of acceptance on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to accept your will, your purpose, your plan, and your design, Lord. I'm asking you right now, Father God, to accept that self-will on today. Give us a spirit of obedience, God, and serve that spirit of rebellion on today. Give us a heart of absolution and forgiveness, Lord, because you said that we also forgive one another in order for you to forgive us, Father God. And sometimes these things are kind of hard, but Lord, we're doing it unto you. Stir the gifts up in the very bowels of our belly on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and remove the hardness of the heart. Help us on today to have a pleasantry with one another and be kind towards one another and love one another out of a pure heart, Father God. Show us, teach us, Father God. Teach us your ways, your precepts, and your concepts, Father God, that we will not err, neither cause one another to err. I'm asking you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you will consider these prayers and all others in your Son Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. I thank God on tonight for his words. Again, the name of the sermon is, are you impatient or in anticipation? Are you impatient or in anticipation? I'm in expectation because I believe God. I believe God in any and everything that he said over my life. I would give a rest till how long I have to wait for it. And if he take me from this earth before I even receive it all, I'm still going to be in expectation that when I cross over, that he got something greater for me in heaven. Because he allowed some people to cross your path, baby.
So I was like, why does this keep happening to me? So I was riding in the car, and how God was just moving in my life, connecting me with the right people.
Baby, he connected me with some people looking.
So I said, God will do it for you. So I was riding in the car.
He'll do it for you.
I was looking at some homes. I said, one day I want a house like that. And the Lord just kept he kept showing me series and sequence of events.
And this is why I say we got to stop speaking negative over our life and start speaking positive over our life. And it ain't about outdoing nobody or trying to prove this or prove that and all that. Because let me tell you something, every good and perfect gift comes from above.
The lyrics just started coming to me.
For real.
And I said, my seed is blessed.
Just start speaking these things over your life. My seed is blessed. And what do we mean by that? She is not just talking about your children, but the seeds that you plant. The seeds that you plant. So make sure that you plant them right seeds.
Because
God ain't going to bless no man. And pray for somebody else.
Yeah. I won't apologize.
I ain't gonna apologize for that good thing.
I'm feeling guilty.
I'm feeling bad because I'm getting blessed. And it ain't and everybody else said, that baby, it ain't your season. It's happening for me. Thank you.
You can just
Jesus.
Lift your hands and go with me and say, I accept your blessing.
There it is. With the plan that you got for me. Your way is better than my way. It's the best thing for me. Y'all get it.
Let's just take it all the way in and let's worship him.
I gotta start that over. Y'all get that.
So I said, God, why does this keep happening to me? So I was riding in the car.
Baby, he'll do it.
I was looking at some homes. I said,
he'll do it. Even if somebody try to close their hand, or even if somebody try to prevent a thing or stop a thing or hope that a thing won't happen for you, God will allow some people to cross your path that you don't even have a clue. And doors will just get to swinging open. All kind of favor get to smacking you in your face.
And I said, my seed is blessed.
Why? Because the seeds I plant. My money and my body. He keep on making it happen for me. He keep on making it happen for me.
And then we'll cover our family. I cover it.
And then I'm praying for everybody else.
I'm making bad decisions.
I'm praying for everybody else.
Destroying every attention.
Yeah.
Oh,
thank you, Jesus. And I'm not going to feel bad because he blessed me.
I won't apologize.
Them days are over.
No more feeling guilty
about that good thing. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for the marriages, God. We thank you for the homes. We thank you for the pastors. We thank you for the financial boost. I just saw a boost. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for the emotional stability. We thank you for the mental stability. We thank you, Father God, for trusting us, Lord. Trusting us with the little that you may be able to disperse the greater. Oh, Lord, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you for the lessons and for the teachings, Lord. We want to thank you, Father God, for the hardships. We want to thank you for the tears, Lord. We want to thank you for the fears, God, that you took away. We just want to thank you for it all, Father God, because you perfected that thing, Lord. And we thank you right now, God. We thank you for allowing it to keep happening. Right now, at this time, in this season. Lord, seven in the spirit of pride that your people were not going to a place of boasting, showing off, showing tears. Lord, help us on today to be meek and lowly. Humble, Father God, in the small beginnings. Help us not to despise them, Lord. Help us to be grateful and appreciative, Father God, and rejoice with them that rejoice, Lord. Help us to do these things, Father God, because we believe, Father God, what God has for me is simply for me. So that's what y'all need to say to me. What God has for me is simply for me. Can't nobody have what God has for me. Because what he got for me, he already designed it. He already destined it. He already predestined it. And he already fashioned it for me. I'm going to step into what he got for me at that right time and the the right season and for the purpose that he has already purposed for me. I believe that for me. I believe that for me. Thank you, Jesus. I love you guys so, so very much. You can be seated if you want to. If not, you can stand. You can praise. You can worship. You can cry. You can do whatever you want to do. We appreciate you tonight, Father, for simply being who you are. Jesus. That favor. He had us talking about favor last week. Favor. On the prayer line, he been talking about that favor. I thank you for the favor, Lord. I could stand up here all night long and talk about the favor that God has over my life. That is visible. Them doors just swinging open. Thank you, Jesus. Resources, solutions, resolutions, all kind of stuff. Thank you, Jesus. A new thing. That's what I told y'all. New. We got to be able to accept the new in order to receive the more. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I hope this word helps somebody on tonight, that we may be able to understand just what God is doing inside of our lives at this moment. This is 2024, y'all. This is the first Friday, and this is what he wanted to talk about. I love you guys so much. We're going to get ready to get our offering, and then we're going to pray, and then we're going to get ready to dismiss. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for his word.